Okay, no suggestions?
No? Should have thought of that.
You're gonna be stuffing my suggestions.
What's your
suggestion?
Huh?
You already mentioned that. What are your suggestions?
I thought we'd talk a little about the Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Shayt, Kedusha L'Slava, by Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha HaMikdash. One knows what I'm talking about?
One of those.
One of those?
I know what
you're saying. Were those a lot of options or one?
The holiness.
That was one of them.
So yeah, sounds good.
One knows what I'm talking about?
Sounds like a lot of different things.
Like the holiness of the Holy Land?
Holiness to the Holy Land, okay.
In Makom Mikdash.
Makom Mikdash, eh? By Shani, by Shrishan, by Shani. Okay, everyone's for a topic?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye. Okay, good, okay.
Okay.
Okay. When we speak about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to focus primarily on the mitzvahs of Tlius Ba'aretz. The Mishnah tells us in the end of the first paragraph of Mesechta Kedusha that the mitzvahs of Tlius Ba'aretz, the agricultural-based mitzvahs, Trum, Mismais, Shmit, Kilayim, etc., those mitzvahs apply in Eretz Yisrael. They don't apply for the most part in Chutz La'aretz. These Minat Torah, for sure, they don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. What exactly is considered to be Eretz Yisrael for these purposes? So here the Gemara tells us quite clearly that it's not enough that it's geographically within the boundary, within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but it has to be Miskadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. How does an Eretz become Miskadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara explains to us, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when Klai Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were Kibush Eretz Yisrael, they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So the Kibush has the lachic status of a Mekadosh. When Klai Yisrael, the Jewish army, goes and conquers the land, that's called Kibush Eretz, and that's called Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. And at that point, that's when the mitzvah of Tlius Ba'aretz began. Right? The Gemara says it didn't even take place at the end just of the years of conquering. They actually had a divide land also. But the Gemara comments on the Shevesh Kivsha, Shevesh Chilk, for 7 years they conquered Eretz Yisrael, but for 7 years they divided it to the different Shvatim, to the different tribes. And at the end of those first 14 years of entering into Eretz Yisrael, that was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And at that point, Trum was in it. Think I'm not sure. At that point, Trum was in Isis and Shvit, and all the bits of Tlius Ba'aretz began. So comes the Gemara and raises the following question. This din, that Eretz Yisrael was Niskatsha, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and now Trum was in Isis become relevant, Shemitah becomes relevant. Can anything happen to remove that Kedusha? Do we say once the Kedusha was Niskatsha, it's there forever? That's what's called Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shata, V'Kitcha L'Yosulavu. That was the whole phrase that was it. Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shata, V'Kitcha L'Yosulavu. It means the first Kedusha of Yeshua ben Nun was endowed or it's sold with Kedusha, that Kedusha remains forever, even if Klai Yisrael are kicked out, even if the Jewish army doesn't exist, even if the Goyim are living there, it's still Kadosh B'Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. If you were to take that approach, that even at the time of the Churban, of Churban Bayis Rishon, Trumas and Bayis was with Deraisa, and Shemit was Deraisa, everything's Deraisa, because Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel L'Shayt, Kitchel L'Shayt. That's one approach. Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel L'Shayt means the Kedusha is for its hour, Vit Asad Lava. And the
Asadol. You mean
like now, like
would be.
Sounds like everything would be there. I see if you take that approach. Or the other approach the Gemara says you could take is Kedusha Rishona Kitchel L'Shata, Velo Kitchel L'Asadol. That the Kedusha was only intact when the original Mekadosh is intact, namely, Kozman is under Jewish control. There's a kibush, there's an army, the Jews are living there, they're in control, politically in control, militarily in control. Then this Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael in terms of troops and risers. Once that no longer exists, then there's no more Kedushas Aretz vis-a-vis Jerusalem. It doesn't mean it's not a special place. It's also a special place even in the days of the Avos, even before it was Niskatsha agriculturally. But I'm talking about agricultural mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, halachically, Trubas, Maisa, Shemitah, etc. wouldn't apply if you hold Kitchel L'Shayt, a bit low Kitchel L'Shayt. So how do we pass in Malach and this Machlokes? So we pass in the following. We pass in the Kedushas Aretz Yisrael was Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel L'Shayt. At the time of the first Churban, so the Kedusha disappeared, and Trumas and Maisis at that point in history did not apply Minat Torah. Maybe Midrabanan they applied, but they didn't apply Minat Torah. But that was 2,500 years ago. What happens after that? After that, Ezra comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and Jews move back into Eretz Yisrael. They don't take it over politically or militarily, as they did in the Bayis Rishon. The most of Bayis Shadi, the Jews were not independent, they were under foreign rule. But Alpha Bichain, there were Jews who were living there and they were functioning there. And it was a settlement, it was a Jewish settlement in much of the land. And that's what the Gemara calls Kedusha Shnia. So new category, no lochem.
When was that?
That was in the days of Ezra. Okay. In the beginning of Baishan, you're talking about 400 to 500 BCE. Okay, so about 2,500 years ago. So that was Kedusha Shnia, the beginning of Bayesheni. So comes the Gemara and says, even though the first Kedusha disappeared, but the second Kedusha begins. And now the second Kedusha, so when does that disappear? Does it ever disappear? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, well, it's the same Shaila. The same way that the first Kedusha disappeared once, you know, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Kedusha of Ezra should depend upon whether the Jews are there or not. And the Jews are kicked out, and they're not living there anymore, so easy come, easy go. The same way that Kedusha Rishona is low kitchen lesson level. If you would have asked me, I would have said, Kedusha Shni is also low kitchen lesson level. That's what I would have said. Well, they didn't ask me. It's Mechoykes Atanon. It's Mechoykes Rabbi Yelusi, and the Rabban appears in Masechus Yevamas, and Berakha Ara, Mechoykes Atanon, whether that statement is true or not. Whether just because the first condition disappears, does that necessarily mean the second condition disappears or not? So the Gemara makes it dependent upon how to dash an apostle, the Pashas Kisov, Yerush, very complicated drasha. We're going to leave out the details right now. It's Machlekes HaTanah. Where the condition Rishona is Kitchen L'Shaita, the Kitchen L'Shaita was one Machlekes, and we pass it in that Machlekes is the low Kitchen L'Shaita. And there's a further Machlekes, maybe in the Machlekes of Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says that Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Yosabama, and the Rabbanan disagree. The only problem is that some of the Amorim followed Rabbi Yossi, so it's not clear. So at the end of the day, we have really a double Machlekes. We had a Machlekes that Tanoi Bakedusha Rishona, which is resolved, but we pass it is Botela. Then we have a secondary Machlekes Bakedusha Shniya, which is not yet been resolved. How do we pass it Malacha on the secondary Machlekes? What's Machlekes and Rishona? It's Machlekes between Sefer HaTruma, good name of the statement, it's all about Truma's Amayus. Rabbeinu Baruch Balatrum, he was one of the Balei HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Baruch Paskins, that just as Kedusha Rishon is Betela, Kedusha Shni is Betela as well. What is the significance of that statement? According to Rabbeinu Baruch, can Truma's Amayus be the Araisa? Can Truma's Amayus be the Araisa of Izmanazer? Impossible. Can Shemitah be the Araisa of Izmanazer? Impossible. Because we know if Kedusha's Araisa be the Araisa. The Gemara speaks about observing Trumas and Maestras, and the days in Amorim, they kept Shemitah, and everything has been kept as man as after the last 2,000 years. Everyone's been mad for Trumas and Maestras and Shemitah and everything. That's all with the Rabbanan, according to the Sefer Truma. In the Torah, there's no more Trumas and Maestras, no more Shemitah, because once the Kedusha Shni was Betela in the days of the Romans, again, I'm not talking about post 1948, that's a different angle. I'm talking about just until the Jews came back. So comes the Sefer Truma and says, Kedusha Shniya was betayla, and therefore everything is only midir abanam is manazeh.
It's
every pasuk. That's every true pasuk. Comes the other extreme. Comes the Raivin. Says not true. Says the Raivin. We pass the Rabbi Yossi. That Kedusha Rishona was betayla. Yes, but Kedusha Shniya, based on a whole series of pasuk, sarkosim, etc. Kedusha Shniya is kayemes full force is manazeh. And therefore, Chumas and Maisa are the Araisa. And Shemitah could potentially be with the Araisa, according to the Rambam. Comes the Rambam, takes the middle view. Comes the Rambam and says, the Ravid is conceptually right, that Kedusha Shni is lo b'teila, says the Rambam. That the honest to goodness is, the Kedusha Sa'aretz is there, and that Torah in full force, b'zman hazeh. But practically, says the Rambam, Rabbeinu Baruch's right. L'maisa Rabbeinu Baruch's right. That notwithstanding the fact that the Kedusha's Aretz is there, Trumas and Maisas and Shemitah are on a Midrabanum is Manazem. So, Pella, how can it be? We just got finished saying whether Shemitah and Trumas and Maisas are there, it depends on one factor. Either you have Kedusha's Aretz, but you don't have Kedusha's Aretz. Comes the Rambam and pulls a fast one, comes around and says, Rabbeinu, the Raivin is right about Kedusha's Aretz. Rabbeinu Baruch is right that everything's there upon him. How do you explain? It doesn't make any sense. How can you resolve such a concept? Anyone know the Shidus HaRavim? Maybe Shidus HaRavim of the Shumas? Comes the Rambam and says, that
the end.
Comes the Rambam and says that in order to be Chayiv and Shumas and Maizus Min HaTorah, there's a second condition that we haven't yet addressed. Condition number one is you need Kedushas Aretz. Without Kedushas Aretz, there's no Shumas Maizus. There's no Kedushas Aretz in North Dakota, so there's no Shumas and Maizus in North Dakota. So you need Kedushas Aretz. In addition to Kedushas Aretz, you need what's called Bias Kulchem. You need that most of the Jews should be present in Eretz Israel. How did the Rambam know this din is true? It's a big pella because the Gemara doesn't seem to say it. The Gemara says a mechala, not a truma, sugin ksubas, not for now. But the Rambam seemed to learn that the only way that trumas and mice can be the araisa is with two conditions. You need conditions there as well as bias kufa. Says the Rambam, a startling historical statement. Says the Rambam, therefore, not only is trumas and mice was not as ed the Rabbanon, but guess what? Trumas and mice was also the Rabbanon when?
By Sheni,
days of Ezra. Says the Rambam, you Rabbeinu Baruch say that this man is etchumus and maizes of the Rabbanon because Butler of the Shishniya. I'm going to do one better than you. I'm going to say it was never deraisa in Baisheni. It was only deraisa in the days of Meshur, the days of Yeshua Benun, because then you had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael of Kibush plus Bias Kulchem, then it's deraisa. But if you're missing Bias Kulchem, then it's not deraisa. And the other Rishon, the Raiv, and others say, what? Who made that up Bias Kulchem? The Rambam got it from a Gemara Ksubas, the Gemara doesn't say it, it says the opposite. But this is the Shittas Rambam. So again, the basically breakdown is we have three different Shittas in the Gedolia Rishonim. What's the status of my Halacha L'Maisa? Shumas and Maisas, right? Okay, after you mount for Shumas and Maisas, it says in your spring juice, it says that Nehu for Shumas and Maisas, Kedasu Chadim. What does that mean? Deraisa, Derabana, what's going on? According to the Sefer Truma, the whole thing is Derabana. According to the Rav, it's not Deraisa. According to the Rav, it should have been Deraisa, but it's not Deraisa because of the second condition of lack of Yisroel. Yeah.
We're soon going to coming to the demographical point where most of...
Excellent. So you want to tie it according to the Rambam, it's going to change very quickly. If you get Bias Kulchem, right? We're very close.
Very close. And just practically, technicality of that, like what's considered part of Eretz Yisrael for there to be rov for the people there?
That's a little different question. Where the pools are is a very, very complicated question. Very complicated question. The Chazon Ish claims that Bias Kulchem doesn't mean you just take a census and you realize there are 6.3 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael and 6.2 living in America. Chazon Ish says Bias Kulchem means they have to come en masse. They have to come like they did in the days of Yeshua. They come in as the Bias Kulchem. So according to that, that wouldn't be true.
And also
that's
to be the robe
of has to be the robe of Christ who come in there. It's all taken over.
In a certain manner.
I think so. That's what the Chazon Ish says. I don't know. Agree with the Chazon Ish.
Something on a side point is Jewish Eretz Yisrael extend upward? Like, let's say you're on an airplane and you want to eat truma. Is it can you eat truma on an airplane?
No, well, you don't need Jewish Eretz Yisrael to eat truma. Jewish Eretz Yisrael grows in the ground.
Right. So,
if I take fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael, take it to New York, it's also five trumas of this.
Right. So, I don't know how you frame this. Like, let's say you're growing wheat on an airplane.
So, there's a whole sugya about that. The Gemara is also sugya, not on an airplane, but a sugya on a boat. If you must take off of Eretz Yisrael on a boat,
right.
The whole sugya of Gittin, yes, okay?
But it's once you remove the offer from the
whole sugya about it. Complicated sugya. Depends whether the airplane has a hole in the bottom or not. It's not though. If it does, I don't know if I want to be in that plane. Okay, you wouldn't want to be in that plane. Okay, good. Okay, getting back to the story. Good. So I understand the Shittas Rambam when it comes to Trumas and Isis, or when it comes to Shemitah. Shemitah, there is no din of Bias Kulchem. So Shemitah L'chor, there's no din of Bias Kulchem. So they should follow that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, Shemitah is the Rabbanah, because Eretz Yisrael is the Rabbanah. Kedusha Yisrael is the Rabbanah. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha Yisrael is fundamentally the Raisa of his Manazer. Because Kedusha Shni is not Betevla. The only reason why Shemitah is in Maisras on the Rabbanah is only because of a technical quirk, maybe Bias Kulchem. So where does Shemitah fit into the picture? So I'll tell you a secret. Comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, according to the Rambam, Shemitah Bezman says what? Dear Raisa. Yeah. Question. Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. But the Mechilas cover the head of the Kesef Mishnah. Most of the other guys again don't say that. Based on the Giras in the Rambam we have, it's impossible to say that. The Machlag is Gersos in the Rambam. We assume that the Rambam holds that Shemitah is also the Rabbanah for a technical reason. The technical reason is, so other Rishonim says Gittin did the following reason. Shemitah and Yovel may be a package deal. It's quite possible Shemitah and Yovel go hand in hand. If Shemitah and Yovel go hand in hand, there's no Yovel. There's no Yovel's Manazah. Why is there no Yovel today? Not exactly Bias Kulchem, it's close, it's a little bit different, similar. The Gemara says that Yovel stopped in the days of Ayis Rishon, but the Aseret HaShvatim went into Golos. One. Gemara says, Mishagol b'nei Gad v'Reuven. They were the first ones to go to Golos, the ones who lived on the east side of the Yarden, the ones who lived up in the Golan. So when the Assyrians came, the Ashurim came, the first ones who want to go were the b'nei Gad v'Reuven, the Chatzishe and Menashe. So comes the Gemara and says, Mishagol b'nei Gad v'Reuven, but la Yoivim. High Rove of Klaishol still lived there in Israel, the other nine Yashvatim still lived there in Israel. So why? Says the Gemara, there's another din by Yovel. You need what's called Kol Yoshveh Aleha. Who cross him draw bars to Kol Yoshveh. Do we have to say that also? Who cross him draw bars to Kol Yoshveh? Very good. That was the correct answer. I wanted to hear Parshas Ha-Bahar, but I knew you would tell me to live. Okay. Okay. To cross him draw bars to Kol Yoshveh. Ye shall proclaim liberty into the land unto all its inhabitants thereof. Pasuk about Yovel. Comes the Gemara in Erech and it says, you need all members of Shvatim, you need representatives of all the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael in their right places. If some of the Shvatim aren't there, it's Ois Yovel. Come some Rishonim and say, if it's Ois Yovel, the Yovel's over the Shemitah, go hands in hand with him. It's a package deal. So it could be that's what the Rambam holds. It's possible that the Rambam holds that Shemitah doesn't exist as Manazed the Araisa for a very technical quirk. Like Chubas and Mises doesn't exist because of Quark. Not because there's no Kedushas Aretz. There is Kedushas Aretz. There's full-fledged Kedushas Aretz of Zman HaZeh for all halachas, except for those, but there's a special Yotzim HaKlal. So Chubas and Yotzim HaKlal, Mises and Yotzim HaKlal, Shemitah, there are more Yotzim HaKlal than Kolom. It's like the English language, English grammar. There are more exceptions than rules. So Kol Panim, what it seems to be is we're back to square one. We have three approaches in the Rishonim. What's that take on the Mitzvot Lishbaretz today? You ever been a Baruch who's the easiest to approach? That everything's Rabbanan and therefore it all falls by the wayside. We have, with our Raisa, it falls by the wayside. We have the Raib that everything's potentially their Raisa, potentially. According to the Rambam, everything should have been their Raisa, but the Maisa, basically nothing is, because Trumas and Maisa falls short, and Shemitah, well, everything has some kind of a quirk, some Yetzim and a Klal. That's the basic structure.
So when we're trying to put Shemitah together with Yovel, what are, exactly are we accomplishing by that? We're saying,
if Yovel doesn't exist, my Torah, Shemitah doesn't exist, my Torah.
So, I mean, but Yovel doesn't exist in Midrabanan.
It doesn't. So you want to know why didn't they make it the kind of Yovel Midrabanan?
Yeah.
If they made Shmita Midrabanan, why did they make Yovel Midrabanan? That's a good question. So the Rishon told me the question. So it could be the answer to Kashas was Exerish and Rob Sipachom Mamadba. It would have meant that you can't work the land for 2 years. It would have been Exerish, it would have been so difficult. For when the Torah says we're going to do, like we spoke about in the previous year, when the Torah says we're going to do, but the Chacham, we're not supposed to make Exerish, the people can't keep. Okay, that's what Tyson says.
Like when Shabbos can't be on Friday or Sunday. Kippur can't be on Friday or Sunday.
It was two of us. The days that are going to play with the calendar. Then. Okay, good. Bye. Comes the Gemara, but says, getting in the fourth parent, as the following Shabbos. What if you have land that's Kaddish B'Kaddish Yaris Yisrael? One small technical problem. It happens to be owned by a Goyim. An Arab. Abdullah owns a piece of land. What's the name? Is that land of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maisers?
Yes.
Or not?
Yes.
So that's a new sugya called Yesh Kinyan La'akom Lafkia with the Trumas and Maisers. But Ein Kinyan La'akom Lafkia with the Trumas and Maisers. So you say confidently that what?
Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't the mission say over there they made a gzera like against it and then they took it back?
Gemara get in the fourth park. The end of the fourth park that we told them. Okay, so it's a big machlokes to Gemara. It's machlokes Amoraim. But the Yesh Kinyan La'akum Lafkia, that there is a Kinyan for a goy to uproot the conditions of Aretz, Ein Kinyan La'akum Lafkia. So we have at the Paskin that Ein Kinyan La'akum Lafkia, that a goy cannot, just by owning land, uproot the conditions of Aretz. However, Gemara says there's an exception to this rule. The exception to the rule is that within Kedushas Aretz Yisrael, but the old days, the good old days, days of Ma'aseh Rishon, there were two different levels of gradations of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There were areas that were Eretz Yisrael Mamish, that were Kaddish Min HaTorah, and there were areas of only Kaddish Min HaRabbanan. What are those areas, Kaddish Min HaRabbanan, were they called? I don't know what they were called. I want to get in. Surya. Okay? Modern day, corresponding approximately to modern day Syria. What? So comes the Gemara comments in the Pesukim Sefer Shmuel. David HaMelech went out and conquered all these areas which were the north of Eretz Yisrael, which were not technically within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. They were not within the original borders of Eretz Yisrael. Because the pasuk in this week's parash, the other parash, Ekev, it says, Kol Mokom Hashem Tidroch Kavav Frag Lechem Koy Lechem Besatim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, whatever land you conquer will become yours. So comes the Sifrei and says that this pasuk is coming to teach us that even though there were official gvulos of Eretz Yisrael that were given to Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, if Klal Yisrael wants to extend the borders by conquering adjacent land, they can do so. And those lands become actually Kadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Shumas and Maisos and Shemitah Min HaTorah in those lands. So Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael can grow outside the official gvulos of Eretz. However, the Sifrei says, "Amed Devar Mamurim," that you're allowed to extend Eretz Yisrael. That's only when? That's only if you conquered first the regular Eretz Yisrael. If you conquered the regular gvulos of Eretz, then you want to extend a little bit. You have a right to do so, and it will become Kadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Min HaTorah for Shumas Maisos and Shemitah. But if you go ahead and conquer the parts that are not technically Eretz Yisrael first, that's what's called kibush yachid. This is Tavis Hashita. They're called kibush yachid because you did it as an individual. You didn't do it properly. Api alocha. And the Gemara says there was a big machlokes whether kibush yachid is shmei kibush or the kibush yachid is lav shmei kibush. And we paskin that kibush yachid, technically speaking, in the Torah is lav shmei kibush, and therefore those areas of Surya, which were conquered by David HaMelech before he even conquered Yerushalayim, he didn't finish all of regular Eretz Yisrael, and he went ahead and conquered stuff in the north. Really, shalai kedim possibly. Tavis says. Those areas were never really Niskadosh Min HaTorah, they were only Niskadosh Min HaRabbanan. You have to observe Tumas HaMaisos, whatever it was, you have to observe Tumas HaMaisos Min HaRabbanan in Surya. Not Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, only Eretz Yisrael. Surya is only Min HaRabbanan. Comes the Gemara and says, since the Chiyuv of Tumas HaMaisos in Surya is only Min HaRabbanan, therefore in Surya, Yesh Koch La'akom Lafkiya Midei Tumas HaMaisos. If a Goy owns a field in Surya, then there's no Trumas HaMaisos. Then there's no Shemitah B'chla. So comes the Gemara and draws a distinction. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael proper, the Arisatik Eretz Yisrael, ain't Kinyan Yachal Mefkir, then a Goy can't revoke the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to an area which is only Kadosh Min D'Rabbanan, then a Goy has the ability to cancel, to negate the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Ad kan de Gemara Maseches Ketubah. Comes Rabbeinu Baruch with an unbelievable statement. Rabbeinu Baruch Bala Truman says, we pass in the halacha that ain't kin in Yaakov Mavkiya. If a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't affect the Kedushas Haaretz. Kiyuzeh. Zakti ben Baruch. That was true in the old days, in the days of Bais Rishon, the days of Bais Sheni, when Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael existed in the Torah. But bismanazeh, that Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael is on a midrabbana, because remember this is Rabbeinu Baruch speaking, and Rabbeinu Baruch holds that both the Kedushas Haaretz. So according to Rabbeinu Baruch, there's only Kedusha midrabbanan. Here's the following equation. Tel Aviv today equals Surya of old. Just as Surya of old was only Kadosh Min HaRabbanan, so therefore a Goy can negate the Kedusha, so to Eretz Yisrael today is no better than Surya of old. It's also the Rabbanan. And therefore a Goy can negate the Kedusha. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Baruch, for that reason, if you have a field in Eretz Yisrael today that's owned by a Goy, there's no Trumas and Maaseres, and even more important than that, there's no what? There's no Shemitah. Rabbeinu Baruch, what? This is the background that I'm hearing. Comes Rabbeinu Baruch and says, a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, place conditions Eretz Yisrael. Why? Two simple jumps. Rabbeinu Baruch made two premises. Premise number one is that conditions Eretz Yisrael is vanished as the Rabbanon. Premise number two is that whenever it's the Rabbanon, you can be mafkir the Kedusha, which was the Kedusha of the Ferish by Surya, but two together, you can be mafkir the Kedusha of Manasseh. Who's going to be the first Rishon to say it's not true?
Right,
for sure. How should the Rambam fit into this equation? That's my real question. What would you expect from the Rambam to say? The Rambam holds the Rabbanon is Manasseh, right? So what would you expect him to say?
He only holds the Rabbanon because...
You're already a Beis Halev, you're already Lamdish. What would you think before... You're right, what you're about to say. But before you tell me you're going to say, what would I have said?
That everything is
Rabbanon. I would have said the Rabbanon's Rabbanon. The Rabbanon's based on Rabbanon Baruch. What's the difference, what the reason is? I would have said the Rabbanon's Rabbanon, Rabbanon Baruch's Rabbanon. Just as the Rabbanon Baruch says that Eretz Yisrael, Tel Aviv today is like Syria, the Rabbanon also Tel Aviv today is like Syria. Right? Who is masking? That's what it should have said. Should have, would have, could have, but didn't. Because if you look in the Rambam says, fakir otherwise. The Rambam writes that if you have a guy who owns land in Eretz Yisrael today, you as a Jew are not allowed to work in that land. Mishnah Tzah Shmita. Quite a bit of Bach. I can work for the guy. Quite a bit of, it's not Jewish. It's doesn't have condition. There's no Shmita. So according to the Rambam, who agrees in effect, Rabbi Baruch, that Eretz Yisrael, there's no Shmita, Mizman, is Adir Isa. How could the same Rambam in the same breath turn around and say, you can't work in a goy's land? How could that be? It doesn't make any sense. What's the answer? Now, it's what you're
putting. that
comes to Beis HaLevi and says, okay,
according to the Rambam, it should be Deoraisa. However, the only reason that it's not is because not the majority of the people aren't here. But you know, technically, it should be Deoraisa.
So therefore, why should that make a difference?
So therefore,
it's still Drabanan. What do you say? Say it a little shorter.
So therefore, now that the Goy owns it, it drops down the should be Deoraisa to a should be Drabanan, which would make it.
Almost there.
It only lost its. It only has the status of.
What is the Gemara meaning? Where does it get in? Yesh koach la'akom la'afkia kedusha Syria, but not to be mafkia kedusha Eretz Israel. What does it mean?
We see the only reason he said mitzvos were to Rabbanan was for something.
I know the Rabbanan. I want to go back to the Gemara and get the Gemara says that what the difference between Eretz Israel versus Syria? Is it a technical difference? One's the Rabbanan, one's the Rice. It's more than that. What's the difference? It's a difference between levels of kedusha. It's not a function of lamaisa as a derabon or derabat deraisa. Trumas and maisa shmita. A goy cannot remove kedusha deraisa. Kedusha deraisa is not nitan debitul. Kedusha baruch said it's kedusha. There's nothing in the world you can do to remove that kedusha. A goy can't be bevat with kedusha deraisa. A goy can be bevat with kedusha derabon. The chamu mesakin that a goy can be bevat with kedusha. Oh my chamu kedusha. Comes the Rambam says the base maybe that's Rambam comes the Rambam and says that. If the reason why Trumas and Maisas would have been Derabbanan, because there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like the Rebbeinu Baruch said, so and the whole Kedushas is a made-up Kedusha with Derabbanan, so a Goy can take on a Kedusha Derabbanan, easy come, easy go. A Goy can mafkia Kedusha Derabbanan. It's up to Rambam. Trumas and Maisas is not Derabbanan, as Mara said, because of the Kedushas lack, and the Kedusha is a full-fledged Kedusha. The Kedusha right now in Beit Meir is the ground, the mud, the dirt in Beit Meir is the same exact Kedusha as it was in the days of Yishuvim. That's what the Rambam says. Mamish, identical Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Nebuch, there's a Korach, we don't think it's a license. Nebuch, there's a Korach, we don't Shemitah. But the Kedushas, Kedushim, like it was in the days of Yishuvim. Abba Zoi, says the Rambam. Oh, God, I can't remember that Kedushim. Don't tell me a story. Oh, it's the Rabbana. It's not the Rabbana. The Kedushas is the Raisa. The din is the Rabbana. That doesn't affect the Kedushas. The issue of a Goy B'Mafkia is a Kedushim oriented issue. It's not a Mitzvah oriented issue. So at the end of the day, the Rambam Shita is that even though it's Derabbanan, still ain't kidding the Akam of Kiyah. According to the Rishon Lezion, it is the Raisa of Vada, ain't Karach of Kiyah. So this is just a little bit of a tangent, but if you're all familiar with the concept of the Het Mechira. The Het Mechira is assuming, like Rebbeinu Baruch, is assuming that if a Goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah doesn't apply in that land. Then the Het Mechira goes a million steps past that. What does the Het Mechira do? It says, we're going to sell that land to the guy. Rebbeinu Baruch wasn't talking about we sold land there. He's talking about Abdullah and Muhammad had the land for Dariadaris. We're going to take Yaakov Shmero's land, his Moshav, his kibbutz, and sell it to the guy. So that's going to run to all of the other problems. Are you allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael? Is it a real Kenyan? Is it a fake Kenyan? Is it a... It's not. Those are all technical issues. But if you deny Rebbeinu Baruch, then Het Mechira can close up shop. You can't even discuss the Het Mechira unless you're willing to go the route of Rebbeinu Baruch. So those poskim who didn't want to accept the Rebbeinu Baruch, Beis Levi said, who said the positive Rebbeinu Baruch? Says the Beis Levi, Father Rambam. Says the Beis Levi, you can't even discuss on the land to the Goyim. Even if the Goyim owns the land, it's lo malach lo mayri. Okay, so just a tangent, an important tangent, that's all we're discussing.
So a couple of things. First of all, what were the two factors that Rebbeinu Baruch was saying that there, he said there's
Rebbeinu Baruch said that there's no Kedusha Zeretz Yisrael B'Zmanazek because Kedusha Shniyah is B'Teil, like Kedusha Rishona. And whenever there's Kedusha, only the Rabbanon, so then it's an Eitan to Bidlai Degoy.
Saying there's no Kedusha at all, but if the Kedusha is in the
Rabbanon. No, it's no Kedusha, but there is. There's two Mitzvahs in Shmita, the Rabbanon, at least two. Everyone agrees that you observe, not everyone, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is Shmita, at least in the Rabbanon, is Manazah. Okay?
Yeah.
Hello? Well, I can't help you. I have to, I'm still saying sure, okay? You just, I've been, who's bothering you? I can't help you, okay? I can't, I'm hanging up the phone, okay? I can't help you.
According to the Rambam, it's still Derabbanan that a Jew can't work on.
Hello? Hey Billy, can I call you back later? I'm just in the middle of saying a shiur. Can I call you back later? I'm in the middle of saying a shiur, okay? Okay. No, sorry, sorry.
The Rambam said that a Jew can't work on a Goy's land nowadays. That should also only be Darabanan now.
The Rambam?
During Shemitah.
Yeah, it's still Jew to work on a Jew's land is only Darabanan, because the Rambam says no Shemitah there, that's right. It's still Darabanan.
So again, so two things. First of all, is that the Rambam said we were, at the end of the day that since the Kedusha should be Mida Oraisa, it's just that it isn't because there's no Bias Kolchem. So then, taking that information, what did you say in terms of the Kinyan for the Goyan?
So according to the Rambam, at first we would have thought that was all the Rabbanan, so Yesh Kinyan Mavkiya. The Rambam Farish is not that way. So basically, he explains that the Rambam holds that this Kedusha be Raisa, even though the mitzvahs are under Rabbanan for technicality, but the Kedusha is still Raisa. But Goy Kibbe Mavkiya Kedusha be Raisa. Okay. So far, so good.
Okay, and also, so again with Ben Abram, because I got lost over there, he was saying that he said there's no Kinyan at all for Trumas and Maestros. He said because there is no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because that was Batela.
Right, so only the Kedushas are in the Rabbanon, and just as Kedushas Surya is the Rabbanon, it's Batla and Degoy, so to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's Batla and Degoy.
Okay.
Rav Baruch, the Bnei Baruch, would he be relevant also to buy produce from non-Jewish farm during Shemitah?
Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, good. So let's move one step further. So this machlekes of Rishonim to the Rambam Ben Baruch, lemaisa is the shvita the goy's farm. That's enough kavina in terms of working the land. According to Ben Baruch, you can't work. You get a job for the goy. You work for Abdul if you want on his farm during shvita. According to the Rambam, you can't do that. Would be this at the Rabban. According to some Rishonim, maybe this at the Raisa. But now we have another question to raise. There are twofold issues in shvita. There's an issue of avodas and karach. You're not allowed to work the land. Then there's a second halacha, that all fruit that grows by itself, you didn't work the land, but all fruit that grows by itself has Kedushas Perishvias. And Kedushas Perishvias is a whole series of halachas that apply to them. You guys are ready, it's already 2 years after Shemitah, so we don't have too much Kedushas Perishvias thrown around. But last time we still had a little bit of it left, and 2 years ago it was a major issue. What are the halachas? What are the words mean? So there are a lot of halachas.
Yeah,
so you're not allowed to throw out Kedushas, things with a kosher Kedushas,
yeah, special
Shvias.
Garbage for it.
Special garbage, right? You're not allowed to throw into regular garbage. You're not allowed to do business. You have to eat it before the Zman HaBiyur or before the end of a certain agricultural time. There are a lot of halachas that emanate from Kedushas, special. Nothing to do with farming. There's a lot of farm. I never worked by a day in my life. But I want to buy fruit from a farmer. I want to buy fruit in the shuk. So the fruit may be kosher Kedushas, special Shvias. I shouldn't be buying in the first place. It's supposed to be hefet. It's a whole different story. So what would it be? If you have a goy has a farm, goy has an orchard, he's growing fruit during the Shnas HaShemitah, and I'm not going to work for him. I want to buy that fruit. What would that look like? Does that fruit have Kedushas Perish Shvias or not? So again, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, of course not. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, It's karka ha-goy. Karka ha-goy doesn't have kedusha etzral, because yesh kirkach la-afkiya, yesh kirin la-afkiya, kedusha d'rabbanan. So according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's a moot question. But we don't follow Rabbeinu Baruch. Most didn't follow Rabbeinu Baruch. We follow the Rambam. So we follow the Rambam that there is kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the land of a goy. And there's kedusha Eretz Yisrael in the land of a goy. So maybe shmitas d'rabbanan, just as they're not allowed to work the land with the Rabbanan, all the fruit that grows from Abdullah Muhammad's fields is going to be Kaddish repair Shvias, the Rabbanan. Means all the regular halachas that would apply to the Shvias in the Torah, I can't throw into the garbage and I can't do business with it, I have to be mafkirit, and I have to eat it before a certain time, etc., etc., etc. All those halachas should apply to Perish Shvias of a Goy as well. Right? You just follow everything that was saying, according to the Rambam, the same way this Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is not about Lade Goy. Shemitah is the Rabbanon because of technicality, so it should be the Rabbanon. The whole picture is the Rabbanon. The Avodah's character should be the Rabbanon, and the Kedusha's Perish Shvi should be the Rabbanon. Right? That's the story of what should happen. Anyone know the answer to that question? Is that what does happen or doesn't happen?
Doesn't happen.
Anyone was in Tzvat last week?
Yeah.
Anyone go to the basic verse in Tzvat?
Yeah,
no. I mean, there is another one, but the main basic verse in Tzvat. No, Tver. In Tzvat. The Ari's Kevin, anyone went down to the Ari's Kevin, the Beis Yosef's Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
What?
The
Rizal's Kevin. Right by the mikveh.
Yeah.
There were two Gedolei Olam, there were many Gedolei, two Gedolei Olam who lived in Tzfat at the same period of the Ari, besides the Ari, others also. Besides the Ari, there were many of them, the two I'm going to talk about. One was a man by the name of Yosef Karo, we know about him, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He was the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef was the Shulchan Aruch, and the Kesef Mishnah. And it was a contemporary of his, the Mabit. He's buried in the same place. What? Do you see him? He's buried in the same place. This Nekuda was a raging machlokes between these two Gedolim and Tzfat in the 1500s, between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. What is the halacha? If you have a goy, a real, they weren't doing, had mechiras in Tzfat in the 1500s. They wanted to buy grapes from goyim. They wanted to buy apples from goyim, oranges from goyim. And they wanted to know, Rabbi, do I have to keep the din of Peirush Shvias? The Jews that didn't really plant anything in Tzfat, they were very, they didn't really have fields. It was very, the goyim didn't let them own any land. It wasn't so simple. So all the land was open. So it comes with Yosef Karo to the Goyisha market in Tzfat that he wants to buy grapes. Does he have to be careful about throwing them out? Does he have to be careful eating them by the right time? All the Dinah Kedush Peir Shvias, do they apply? Do they not apply? What's the Dinah according to the Rambam? So what should the Dinah be? L'chor yes. Comes with Yosef Karo, comes with Yosef Yosef and says no. Comes with Yosef Yosef and says, the Dinah of Kedush Peir Shvias, there's a special Gzeres HaKosef. V'hoysa Shabbos art lochem la'ochla. Now, it does say that in Torah's Kohanim, but that may not be what it means in Torah's Kohanim. But the Beis Yosef said, this is different. Peirush Shvias, the Kedusha Peirush Shvias, does not apply in Peirush Akum. Famous Pesach from Maran Beit Yosef. The Mabit says, there was no such halacha. It's not true. So we pass like the Rambam, his Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Peirush Shvias of the Rabbanan, and they apply equally to the fruit of a goy. Achleikis, the Gedolei Olam, for two generations, they were fighting out in Tzfat. We see this from the Mabit.
Doesn't it also say, it's
like, so the question is, what does it mean? Who is it referring to? Is that referring to feeding the Peirush Shvias to them? Does that refer to they own the Peirush Shvias? The simple pshat is that they're allowed to eat it. Doesn't mean that they're, right? It doesn't mean that they're growing it.
But it sounds like...
But it's a Shabbos art lachem l'achla. So you Jews who are growing land, growing fruit which has Kedusha, you can eat it l'achla, right? And you can feed it to the Tashavim and the Schirim as well. But the Pasuk is not addressing whether the Tashavim and the Schirim are growing the fruit. So Machlek is a B'Shei Yosef in Mabit.
B'Shei Yosef
says no Kedusha fruits, right?
And who
made
Paschal?
So here's a, who knows how we Paschal? How we
Paschal. According to B'Yosef.
There was a sefer called the Pa'as HaShulchan that was written by a Talmud of the Gaon who came to Eretz Yisrael early 1900s, came in Aliyah, and he lived in Tzfat. And he wrote, what does Pa'as mean? Pa'as means the Kohen. He wrote, in a sense, the fifth part of Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the part of Shulchan Aruch about the mitzvah Tluis Ba'aretz. He was 400 years after he was a Cairo, but he wrote a whole sefer about the mitzvah Tluis Ba'aretz called the Pa'as HaShulchan. And the sefer Pa'as HaShulchan, he says, we Paschal like the Beis Yosef. Finished. End of discussion. And that was the minig in Yerushalayim, and is still the minig in Yerushalayim, Arayim Ezer, that Peiros Hakom does not have Kedusha Shvias vis-a-vis the mitzvah, vis-a-vis Peiros Shvias. Doesn't mean you're allowed to work in the field of a goy. It means if a goy owns a field, any fruit that grows in that field does not have Kedusha Shvias. Shvias can be treated like regular, plain simple fruit. That was the minig in Yerushalayim from Dori Doris Arayim Ezer. Came along the Chazon Ish, there it is all in the 1930s. And he says, "B'mechilas kavod of the Pasa Shulchan and the Beit Yerushalayim and the Beis Yosef," says the Chazon Ish, "I think the Mabit is 100% right. We should follow the Mabit." And that became known today as the Minhag B'nei Brak. That's the Minhag B'nei Brak Arei Emezeh, that they observe Kedushas Peir Shvias with Goyish fruit as well. And now, what about everyone else in Eretz Yisrael? So different people have adopted different practices. In Yerushalayim, Arei Emezeh, the Rub of the people are Mekel, and B'nai Brach, everyone's Machmer, different places in Eretz Yisrael, different people.
What allowed the people that said that you're allowed to eat the fruit of the non-Jews to say such a thing if it's still the Rabbanan? If it's still the Rabbanan, then you can't work on it.
You can't work on it, but that's what the Beis Yosef was saying. Even though it's the Rabbanan, you can't work on it. But to get Kedushas Peir Shvias as an additional condition, that it has to be Shal Yisrael, and even with the Rabbanan, it's nothing.
How do you, where do you get that from?
Beis Yosef says that we don't find that the Chavim Institute at Gzeirah D'Rabbanan in Peirush Akum. We find they made it Gzeirah D'Rabbanan in Karg Akum. We don't find they made it in Peirush Akum. So it is a tricky issue. Adi Abizeh. So you'll see this. You won't see this much today because it's ready a few years after the Shemitah. But you still see it on grape juice. We just had a couple weeks ago on bottle of grape juice. It said on two magic words. What are the two magic words? It said Yevul Nachri. Yevul Nachri is a catchword. It's a dead giveaway to tell you that it grew during Shemitah, but it came from Goyish fields. Not the Het Mechir fields. Real, honest to goodness, old Goyish fields from day one. I'm not addressing the Het Mechir is good, though. It's not enough for now. But from real, honest to goodness, Goyish fields. And the Hashkocha is assuming that it has no Kedusha to it. They're just telling you, in case you live in Bnei Brak, you don't want to rely on the Skula. Called Yevul Nachri. Which great Hashkochas rely on the Skula?
A lot.
The Vedas Yerushalayim. Hey, the Charedis. The Minig Yerushalayim, how do you ever say that? They rely on the Skula. That Bali Grapechus. That's a Vedas, Bali Grapechus. It said on a big bowl of letters, Yevul Nachri. It was a little tricky situation because I was eating from at someone's house on Shabbos. A free Shabbos a couple weeks ago. I was eating at the house. They serve me olive papers to my kid, Sean. It said on a big bowl of lettuce, Yevul Nachri. Should I rely on the Beis Yosef? That's the big Mishalayim.
So, what was the pasuk of the Beis Yosef?
One of his makaris is Vaisa Shabbos, Arth Lechem Lachol, Lechem Lol Nachri. So, I'll tell you, a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, we went on the Tzfat trip. Same, it wasn't a Shabbos at Tzfat, it was a one day trip to Tzfat. So they asked me to be one of the tour guides. So my new job became a tour guide in Tzfat. So they asked me to give the halachic tour. So that was one of the options. Well, I've won the halachic tour of Tzfat. So whenever we came to any place in Tzfat, I just spoke about whatever shailas came up in that area. So we went to the Beis Yosef Shul. So it was in the end of the Shnas HaShmita. So I spoke about the Beis Yosef in my bit, about what we knew about the Torah Shvias. We came to the Ari Shul. There's the Box of Matzahs there with the Erev. Everyone saw the Ari Shul. So I spoke about the Machlokes Yisrael and others. You're allowed to leave the Erev in the Shul. You have to leave it in someone's house. So we spoke about that. Every place we got to, whether anything to do with Tzfat or not. Halachic issues of Tzfat. Anyway, so Rabbi, let's came and summarize for a minute. So we have a major machlokes of Rishonim with the Kedusha of Tzol was Betelo, Kayamus was Manazev, these are Mimitos of those bars. Like it's the Rav and Rabbeinu Bar. We have the Rambam's middle sheet, and that's Kayamus, but Lamait is the Rabbanon anyway for technical reasons. Then the machlokes of Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rambam, how does this play out in terms of Goyim? Then we have the Shail assuming, like the Rambam, that there is Kedusha of Tzol for Kark of Goyim, for Shemitah, at least with the Rabbanon. What would it then be about? Paris of Tzol, Paris Shvias, it's a further machlokes. Machlokes is somewhat, it's still unresolved, machlokes is Adayam. Yeah.
So if you hold that you are allowed to eat from an unjust land, so what about the fact that they have to be mafkir? How can you know that?
No, because they didn't be mafkir is also a function of kedushas perishvias. If there's no kedushas perishvias, then there's no mitzvah of hafkir either. Okay.
So anything we've done since 1940 is now halachic ramifications.
So the truth is there probably aren't really halachic ramifications what happens in 1948, because we probably pascha like the Rambam that the kedushas there anyway. So the only thing that's lacking is Bias Kulcha, which reminds me we don't have. So we still don't have it demographically. And even if we will get it demographically, that may not be halachic, like the Chazaner said. So the 1948 was significant for a lot of other things, but in terms of changing the mitzvah of those words, probably was not all that important.
Was there anyone that's machmir as opposed to the Chazaner?
About what? About
that
perish
Bias Kulcha doesn't necessarily mean that.
Oh, does anyone disagree with that Chazaner? I don't know. I'm sure it'll become a hot topic in the next few years. Hopefully Mashiach will come before that, so it'll be a real business to come around to work. Okay, good. Stop here.